This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's in London. He writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, where he's a member of the editorial board. We're speaking of where will Sir Keir Starmer, leading an overwhelming majority in Parliament, find the money he needs in order to devote even 2.5% of the GDP to defense building over these next years, if the UK is to change its posture as a member of NATO and a friend of the EU. I read a headline from The Telegraph most recently pointing to the difficulties ahead for Sir Keir Starmer. Benefits bill to be cut in ruthless, that's a quote, crackdown on wasteful spending. Rachel Reeves, that's the Chancellor of the Exchequer, her deputy, to say government's focus on efficiency and value for money, quote, extends to our approach to welfare. Joe, it's called the dole in movies that I used to watch about Britain recovering from the Second War. And today it has other euphemisms, but it comes down to the question of why are so many people not working, and why is it more attractive not to work than it is to work in Britain? I believe those are questions being asked by Labour. Well said. However, there's also in The Telegraph now, this is a Tory-sided paper, reporting that there's a revolt building in the vast majority of up to 80 MPs. Is that credible? And what is welfare in Britain? Is it different than in the US? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, I think that the issue that they are running into here in the UK is just that the benefits offer has become extremely expensive. And at the same time, the Labour government is desperate to try to generate more economic growth. And although they won't quite admit it, I think that one thing that they might have noticed is that the previous Conservative Party or Tory administration over the 14 years that they were in power, one of the best things that they did was a series of welfare reforms that pushed more people into work. And I think that that was good for the government balance sheet, but it also was good for the economy. I think that good, you know, strong labor force participation was a great boon to economic growth and prosperity in Britain. So now labor seems to be looking for opportunities to replicate that. And one option is to deal with this issue of sick benefits, you know, sort of the equivalent of America's Social Security disability payments, which have ballooned since COVID. A lot of people have come out of the labor force and there are questions about whether, you know, several hundred thousands of those people might actually be able to work if given a push from the benefit system to do that. And I think that out of their desperation to get both the economy and the government finances back on track, Labour is thinking about this. But, you know, that rebellion that you mentioned illustrates this is going to be like a Nixon in China thing for them, because it's a center-left party. The welfare state is part of their ethos. And so it will be difficult for them to bring their own backbenchers and many of their voters along with this reform effort.
And Keir Starmer, is he at this point saying we must do this? So he's boxed himself in, or has he got maneuvering room to trade with the Tories? We have 30 seconds.
I do think that Starmer seems to be pretty committed to pushing ahead with it, and it's because they have realized over the past few months that they can't really count on getting any more tax revenue out of the economy by increasing taxes any further. They have to do the military spending, and they have to get the economy growing again. And so this welfare reform is going to be about the only thing they can do. So I expect him to push ahead with it.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial page where he writes political economics.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.